Hey, can I speak to you in my office? You're working late. This is an important matter. Come to my office at the earliest convenience. That means now. Sit down. Yeah, everything's fine. This has nothing to do with your performance. No, it has nothing to do with our activities either. It's something separate. I just wanted to give you some advice that'll help you. The women that work here aren't great fits for potential partners. I mean it. They're nasty and they'll tear a man's heart out of his chest without flinching. Why was this important? Because chasing after women from your workplace isn't the best idea. Especially these women. They'll break your heart, which will affect your performance. You aren't going after anyone right now? That's, okay. But you understand what I said, correct? Good. Yes, you can leave. Shut the door on your way out. I need to speak to you in my office. Yes, again. yes, again. I thought you told me that you understood what I said earlier. So you don't understand. I told you not to go after any woman in the office. You said you haven't been and you weren't planning to. So imagine my surprise when I see you with that bimbo in accounting. Yeah, Jessica, you're all buddy-buddy with her at lunch, hmm? I saw the two of you leaving together. She was eyeing you up and down like a piece of fucking meat. Oh, just friends. Does she know that? She's been eye-fucking you every chance she gets. She laughs way too loud at your jokes, and when she laughs, she holds onto your arm. So I don't think she knows you're just friends. Why do I care? I've never been good at sharing, I guess. Exclusivity? No, I never said anything about that, but I think I'd, prefer it if we were. No, I haven't slept with anyone other than you recently. Have you slept with anyone else? Okay, good. It's obvious that she likes you, and I know her type. So just please be careful with her. I don't want you to get hurt. And if you want to pursue her, that's perfectly fine. But our arrangement will have to stop. No feelings for her at all? Okay. That's good. Although... Now that you know she likes you, you might try something. After all, I just told you, you're gonna do all of that. How fast would it take for her to fuck you? You piece of shit! I know what you're doing. Don't act all innocent. You might have been doing it by accident at first, but what you're doing now is obvious. Don't lie to me. In fact, don't even open your fucking mouth. Just stay there. I told you to keep your mouth shut, didn't I? Good boy. Fuck. You moan so good when I grab your hair like this. You wanna act like a brat? Hmm? Try to tease mommy? Well, it worked. And now mommy's horny and so fucking angry with you. You gonna fix that? Is my good boy gonna make it up to mommy? Good fucking boy. I'm gonna sit at my desk and you're gonna use your tongue to please mommy. Come over here, baby boy. Crawl on your hands and knees. Good boy. Put your face between my thighs. Good boy. You see what you've done to me? You see how wet you made mommy? This is all your fault. And you're gonna fix it. Take off my panties with your teeth. Come on, get under my skirt. Good boy. No. Don't start licking yet. I just want you to put your face right in front of my dripping wet pussy. Come on, look at it. So swollen and puffy. You did this, you know? You did this to me. Now fix it with your tongue. Fuck. Oh, that's my good boy. Good fucking boy. Oh, you know exactly what mommy likes. I bet I taste much, much better than that fucking slut. So much sweeter than her. Yeah? Lick me right there. Do it again. Oh, fuck. Let me grab the back of your fucking head and shove you deeper. There we go. Face full of mommy's dripping wet pussy. Such a good fucking boy for me. Fuck. Yes, what is it? Oh, Jessica. Yeah, just give me a quick second. Hand it to my desk. Now. Good afternoon, Jessica. Is everything all right? Oh, you just had some questions about the policies here. Of course, Chris. Come in, have a seat. All right. What policies are you wondering about? Dress code? Yeah, we're normally business casual, but we do have our casual days. Just look out for the newsletter. It has some information regarding specific days. We have a theme day once or twice a month. Last month we had a jersey day, which means anyone can wear whatever jersey they like. The sport really doesn't matter for that one. Oh, and these theme days aren't mandatory or anything, so it's just some extra fun that we have. Any other questions? Oh? Dating policies. We don't have any formal policies against workplace relationships, but we heavily advise against it. As the saying goes, don't poop where you eat. Mixing work and play isn't the best idea, but it works for some people. I have to ask, though, such a specific question. Anyone you have your eye on? I'm only teasing. Oh, him? Oh, nothing. He's a great worker. Very talented. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. He is very kind and polite. You should tell him how you feel. If he likes you back, then great. If not, that's fine too. I think we both know that he's not the type to make things awkward between you two. Oh, that was all the questions you had? Okay, well, I'm always here if you need anything else, okay? Have a good day. Oh, and can you lock the door on your way out too? Thank you. Fuck. Come here. You naughty fucking boy. You thought you'd make mommy make some noises while she was talking? I'm very, very good at hiding my moans. Years of fingering myself during meetings taught me how to be discreet. But that was very naughty of you, baby. You even had your cock out while you were eating my pussy? Were you jacking off with your face buried deep in mommy's wet pussy? Yeah. Such a bad boy. Mommy's gonna use your cock now, okay? I'm gonna lean over my desk and you're gonna fuck mommy from behind until she comes, yeah? Good boy. I'm just gonna lean over the desk and spread my legs. I'm gonna use my hands to spread my ass for you too. I want you to stick that fucking mammoth you call a cock in my tight, wet pussy. Fuck yes. Oh, good boy. You're being such a good boy for me. Oh, this is exactly what mommy needed. Mommy got so jealous seeing you and her together. Even now, with her just in here and you under my desk. I wanted to show her that you belong to me. You belong to me. Only me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love your cock. It hits every single one of my spots. Fuck. Oh, baby, I'm gonna come. Oh, you close? Yeah? You gonna come with mommy? You gonna make mommy come on your huge fucking dick? Oh, you gonna make me come on your dick as you pump me full of your fucking thick load? Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, come in me. Oh, come in, mommy. Come in, mommy. Yeah, fucking come in, mommy. Fuck. Before you pull out, give me my panties. Thank you. Okay. When you pull out, I'm gonna pull my panties up. I wanna make sure I don't lose a single drop of my good boy's cum. Alright, pull out. Okay, panties back on. I'm sorry. I know this broke the rules of our agreement. We were never supposed to bring this inside the office. I just wasn't thinking clearly. I'm sorry. Of course you're not complaining. You just emptied your balls in me in the middle of the workday. But I guess it's all okay with you? Good. Great. I'm also sorry about me getting jealous. I know we never talked about exclusivity, but you're still okay with it? Really? That's good. I'm glad. I guess we're ready to get back to it then. Oh, before you leave, please tell Jessica how you feel. I know I called her some less than professional names, but she's a nice girl. She deserves to know that you don't have feelings for her. Great. All right. I guess I'll see you tonight. Good. See you then. Fuck. I think I'm in love.